I draw you into worship so you can know me. I draw you. I invite you into worship so you can see me and understand my great, great love for you. For in this place of communion, this place of worship where your spirit communes with me, our fellowship grows deeper. In this place of fellowship, I bring the eyes of your heart into focus on me. You are not coming to me because of who you are in your own strength. You are coming to me as one of my own, a cherished member of my family. You are coming to me because I am your strength. I am the one who helps you and walks with you into the changes you need and into restoration and greater freedom. And it is in my presence where many of these things are received. At all times worship me, at all times, in strong times, in weak times, for I desire this kind of fellowship with you on a daily basis. I will order your life and strengthen you on each side of the path. As the path grows narrower and narrower, the enemy gathers armies on each side and waits for his chance when you come by this narrow path. But when you walk by him worshiping me, he is stilled. He is stilled and he cannot get upon your back and ride you down the road that I am bringing you on. When I provide a place for you to worship, enter in. For know this, the most important places to walk with me are places in the Spirit. For I have provided them for you, so enter in, says the Spirit. Enter in that I might be free to bless you. Come, be refreshed, and receive from the fountain of who I am. Know my pleasure, and know my love, and come and see more clearly who you are in me and who I am. I am love, and I am your victory. Come and receive from me. My delight is the pouring of your love on me as you come together, allowing the waters of my presence to take you into places with me where my life fills your being and where you are saturated with me. Come and pour your love on me. Let who I am engulf you and carry you away into much deeper places in me. You are mine for fellowship, the complete union and communion through my Spirit in all things. This is the fullness of intimacy that I have prepared for those who are mine. You have been freely given all things. All that is mine is yours, and all that you are in me is mine. We are one. All I have ever promised you is yours, your healing, your joy, the peace. Everything I provided for you, you can walk in, because you have and know my truth. Yet, whenever somebody gives me something to move with, I will move, whether it's for another person or for you individually believing for something from me. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad and know that when the price was paid for you, I am always in the truth that it provided on your behalf. So be joyful and thankful, full of thanksgiving and praise, for you are mine, and I am yours, says the Lord. Great are the victories for all who come. Come, and receive from my hand that which is mine and is truth. Come, for I always draw near to the one who draws near to me. Faithful I am, and faithful is all I will ever be. There is a place in me corporately of intimacy that is found by the Spirit and is not ventured into via the soul. Religion has a form of worship, but it is not of the heart. It is of the soul, and this is outside the doors of intimacy. The worship that is of the Spirit is only about finding your place in me and seating yourself in my love for you. It is truly a place of rest and intimacy, where I receive your love and you receive mine. It is a place of quiet, and it is a place of passion. It is imperative. It is imperative. He wants us to go to that place in the Spirit where He can do something in this town on a scale that will make a difference. If you have not taken the time to begin to break into that private worship, take it now. Go on. Start receiving His strength and His joy in that whole realm. Go on. The benefits will be rich. When you do raise your heart and fix it on my presence and my worship, and you do begin to communicate with me in your love, know you not that these are things of fellowship that I love? And you will not stay the same, for it is impossible to fellowship with me on the level of love and stay the same.